Hi, this is a dictation for Miss Angela Lee, A-N-G-E-L-A, Angela Lee, L-E. Date of birth is 7/15/91. Date of accident is 5/25/2020. Date of service will be 1/17/2023. The patient was last seen on October 24, 2022, and she reports that she jumped the she violated the probation. She was undergoing some case in Rochester court, and because of which she was put in jail for 90 days, and she just got released. Here she is. She reports that she has lost some weight, and she wants to continue the physical therapy and the medications. Her sleep is diminished. Headaches are still present to the tune of 5, mostly in the occipital region. And other than that, the patient reports the pain in the neck, and mid-back is now subdued to around 3 to 4, and it is less often. Pain in the right shoulder is also 3 to 4, and it is much less often. She can raise her arm without any pain up to 160 degrees of abduction, and she has a no loss of motor power or muscle weakness at all in the right arm. The rest of the extremities are normal, and then her pain in the elbow is also now completely resolved. Pain in the hip and the knee is also completely resolved as well. So the patient has definitely has a lot of improvement. The radiation of the pain that she used to have into the right arm involving the first and second finger is no more there. So is in the right leg posteriorly in S1 S2-dermatome fashion. That radiation of pain is also gone. Lower back pain is only 3 at this time. Patient doesn't report any other history, and she states that her ADLs are not gravely affected no more at all, less than 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she reports almost 30 to 40% improvement. She is undergoing a laser treatment with oral physical therapy, which she really likes. System review in the neurology and psych, patient reports headaches, which are 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are very less often, like once a week, mostly in the occipital region. For that, patient has been advised to consider an injection of the nerve block for a greater occipital nerve block. Now, these headaches are associated with dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, tension, blackouts, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient reports of shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, and numbness, nerve pain, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, wrist pain, but most of them are less than 3. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain. In the urine, GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is asthma, but there is no difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that she has improvement in her pain over because she rested, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other new trauma. She has probably lost 5 pounds now. Current pain medications are none, substance abuse none. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 133 over 112, pulse is 94, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit of October 24, 2022, dictation number 1026-078, except the following. Changes need to be added. The general review is the same. Musculature examination, there was no muscle spasm in the shoulder area, in the paraspinal region, or anywhere else. All the muscles are appearing completely normal, with normal tone, bulk, and contraction, without any fasciculation or tremors. Musculoskeletal examination, the inspection and palpation is from the template, completely normal. Spine tenderness, none is observed. Sacroiliac joints are non-tender. And hypertonicity, none. And no trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal at forward flexion 60, extension 60. Bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 18. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30. Hyperextension was not found painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, the Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, destruction test is negative, and Soto-Hall test is negative, myelopathy sign is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test are negative. In the lumbar spine, Budzinski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is negative. Contralateral leg rest test negative. And Bregar test is negative. Kemp test negative. Babinski sign was negative. Sacroiliac joints were not found tender. The Faber test and Gonsalon test, both sides, is negative. And iliac compression, distraction test, tendon flexion test are negative. As I explained to the extremities, there was minimal pain in the rotator cuff region. For the right shoulder, however, the range of motion is completely normal to 180 degrees. With active and passive range of motions are completely normal. Hawken-Kennedy test was negative. Drop arm test negative. Anterior-posterior apprehension test was negative also. Motor power was normal. The tenderness of the epicondyle at the right elbow, or medial and lateral epicondyle, and olecranon process was not observed. The wrist and hand examination did not reveal any pathology. The tinels and phalen sign are negative for the carpal tunnel compression test. The peripheral circulation is intact, reflexes are normal. Examination of the hip and the knee also was not found to reveal any pathology. Patient is able to walk reasonably well. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan of care is to continue this following medication, which is meloxicam 15 milligrams once a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day for muscle relaxation, Acifex for stomach protection, Wellbutrin 0.5 milligrams one or two times a day for anxiety and panic, and Furoscid 1 or 2 for headaches only. Patient will continue her physical therapy as ordered to now 2 times a week, focusing on the neck and the lower back, shoulder, especially for laser treatment and sacroiliac joints. And she is released to a light duty job 7 hours, 7 days. 7-pound lifting limit. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.